The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we will go to the hidden secret in the Holy Liturgy. And I will try to, it will be like a series, and we will try to know about the secret in the liturgy. There is a lot of things secret in the liturgy, and we have to know and we have to learn about the liturgy. In first, we have to know, in the liturgy, it's like a journey, starting by the beginning of the world, by the creation, and the ending of, or the end of this liturgy, it will be the eternal life. And when we have, for example, we know about the parts of the liturgy, we have to divide by Vesper praises. We have Vespers, Midnight Praise, Matins, Lamp Offering, Catchment Mass, Faithful or Believer's Mass, and Conclusion. This is only the main core, the core of the liturgy. And if we go into what the meaning of liturgy, the liturgy, it's divided by two parts. First one is Leos. It's a Greek language, and Leos, it's mean the congregation. Leos, it's mean congregation. And the second part is ergov. Ergov, it's mean like the acts or deeds. It's mean if some of the people, the congregation, they gather together and do anything together, it's mean liturgy. Not matter it's religion or not. For example, if I'm doing, for example, the prayer with Agbeya, it's a liturgy. If I'm doing, for example, any other prayer, it's a liturgy. If I'm doing something, for example, gathering, and all the people outside, for example, is not Christians, but they do something together, like a prayer, for example, it's a liturgy. Then it is not dedicated only to the mass or to the liturgy in our in the church. This first of all. And what I put here only like two verses from St. Paul, Romans. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God ministers, attending continually upon this very thing, which is in Romans 13:6. What is the meaning of this point? This only verse is a one from a lot of verses. I reply on the Protestant who say there is no priest or there is no priesthood. That's why St. Paul said are God's ministers. God ministers here. Okay, it's a when it said like the or they say like Christ's servants. And in the Greek language, it's mean the priest. That's why when someone tell me about, no, there is no priesthood in our church or in the church, no, thank you very much, I can reply on you, it's only one verse. We can say the one from 10th of verses, it's Romans 13:6, no, there is a God's minister. And the other one, it's a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Which is another reply on, there is no sacraments, there is no communion. No, there is communion and we have to do it, which is here, it's clear in this one, a minister of the sanctuary. That's why the minister of the sanctuary, it is in Hebrews 8:2. It's mean also another verse to reply on who said there is no communion. And there is no matter to take the communion every, for example, every week or every day. No, it's very important because it's a minister of sanctuary. That means that we have priests, the priesthood is very important, and also who give the communion, which is the holy body and the preacher's blood. Another point, which is the liturgy foundation. To know very well that Jesus Christ institutes the first liturgy. The first liturgy was instituted by Jesus Christ. That's why if we have, for example, a lot of kinds of liturgies, it is not a problem, but the core of liturgy, it's coming from Jesus Christ. When he looked to the bread and gave thanks and broke it. That's why during the when we will go to the through the matter of the liturgy, we'll find that all what Jesus Christ said before in the Last Supper, we repeat it again in the liturgy. But adding to this one or to this part a lot of prayers. We will see what is exactly the prayers. The problem that before the 4th century, there is no entity of the liturgy. It means that there is no frame. We can say like this, for example, the Saint Cyril liturgy. No. There is only some people gathering together, and they know they have only the core of what Jesus Christ said and what he did, and they already know very well, and by the discipleship, they took everything from the disciples and apostles, and they did what exactly what Jesus Christ did. This is the first frame without any entity. We cannot say, for example, this is a Saint Cyril or Gregory or whatever. No, it's without a frame. After the 4th century, each church start or began to build the entity of each specific liturgy. But if I'm going back to Jesus Christ, when he instituted the liturgy, he used before, which is written in many books before, that he tried to say, he said before this like many words. It's not only, okay, we know very well that he took the bread and gave him thanks and broke it. But there is a lot of prayers he said it before. That's why, if we go, for example, if we go to the liturgy foundation that's here, we can see the structure of the prayer. It's only, it's named Judeo, or Judeo, it's mean Judeo-Christian origins. It's mean that we took a lot of prayers from the Jews. We took already a lot of prayers from the Jews. For example, the Jews, they have four parts in their prayers. First of all, thanks prayer. The second, preparation prayers. The third is praising. The fourth one is end prayers. And which is the same what Jesus Christ did before and what we have now. We have the first one is thanks prayer. The first one. The second one is a preparation prayer. We prepare everything. They prepare the people, the deacon, the priest for the liturgy. Then the praising all the time of the liturgy from the beginning of the liturgy exactly, the believers or the faithful liturgy, it's beginning by the praising and we praise God. And the end prayers. Then if someone tell me about, for example, come to me and tell me, you know what, your liturgy, it is not exactly, it's only, you do it by yourself. I will tell, no, sorry. The Jews have four parts. They had four parts in their prayers. And what we took, the same prayers from the Jews. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ did before. Then, before the 4th century, there is no frame, there is no entity, a specific entity for the liturgy. After this, we have, according to councils, according to separate of our different churches, they try to do their own entity of the liturgy with the same core. That's why the core of the liturgy based on four families. If someone go to all the liturgy, they have to, it's coming from four families only. First one, Antakya's liturgy. The second, Alexandria's, Romans. And what the first one is a name like Christ's liturgy. But no, it does not exist at all. The first three are Antakya, Alexandria, Romans. this is the main liturgy that we have in all the world, Catholic and Orthodox. Then, before 4th century, there is no specific entity for the liturgy. After, it depends on the church, depend on after the councils, there is a lot of things different. The third point is we have four families only for the liturgy, Antakya's and Alexandria's and Roman's and Priced liturgy. Priced liturgy does not exist now at all. We took the main core also, or the main prayers coming from the Jews, which is named Judeo-Christian orations, with thanks, prayer, preparation, praising, and end prayer. This is what we have. And if someone come and ask me about, we in the liturgy, it's written exactly as the Bible. It means that if I open the Bible in first, and I will find a lot of verses written in the liturgy. And someone with a fault sentence, who wrote the liturgy? They took the verses from the Bible and wrote the liturgy. No, it's exactly the opposite. Why? The first liturgy is from St. Mark. The first liturgy, it's already from St. Mark. And the first liturgy, this is after who? After Jesus Christ. It's mean Jesus Christ already did. He already did the liturgy. And the core of the liturgy, it's already done. Then, after this, when they wrote the Bible, they wrote the Bible from the liturgy. And let's see. For example, someone read Philippians 2, 7 to 11. Can someone read? It's here. It's small? Yeah.
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Have you heard before this sentence or these verses in the liturgy? Yeah. If you remember, it's the same what we said in Gregorian liturgy. The same words. Maybe it's the different translation. Some words it's different. It's according to the translation. But it's the same. It means St. Paul, when he written everything inside this one. And if you're going to the Bible, we'll find that all the who wrote the Bible wrote everything from the liturgy. That's why. If we need to know about divinity, we have to go to the liturgy first. Our base in our church, Orthodox Church, based on and the reference should be the liturgy, and which is explain everything in first. That's why, if you go to the first fathers, they explain every word from the liturgy first. For example, if they need to explain the divinity, they go to the liturgy and they find, for example, they found a lot of words to explain the divinity of Jesus Christ. This is very important to know, because sometimes they came to us and, okay, the liturgy, it's someone is right, he wrote the liturgy from the Bible. That's why we can't do any liturgy. Yeah. disappointing because someone they like some people they have the doubt. Okay, we have to use the Bible only. Why we have to use the liturgy? Why we have to? The Bible is the core of the Christianity. No, sorry, the liturgy is the core of the Christianity before the Bible. That's why we took everything from Jesus Christ when he already instituted the liturgy. And after, our Coptic liturgy, based on start by 4th century. It was in Coptic language, then after Greek language, okay, and in 14th century we will have translated to Arabic, and we have to remember two names, please. One is named John Sibai, who in Arabic it's Yohanna Sibai, and the other one is Father Abdul Masih al-Mas'udi. We have to remember these two peoples. First one in 14th century, Yohanna Sibai, he tried to gather everything about the liturgy. He tried to gather everything about the liturgy, Coptic. I'm in Coptic liturgy. And he tried to find everywhere about the books of the liturgy. And he tried to gather all the prayers together. But the problem, and that we face now, that our reference only is Yohanna Sibai. And he did a mistake. What? He tried to contemplate and meditate on the words of the liturgy, which is totally wrong. If I need to know about the liturgy, I have to go to the history in first. For example, if I will ask now a question. When Abuna take the water and put the water on the bread, what does it mean?
Baptism.
Very good. Baptism? We are agree all, for sure. This is what we, right? This is what we learn. Baptism. Exactly. And this is exactly what Yohanna Sibai said about, it's an example, small example, and we will go through the liturgy during the series and we will find a lot of things. And this is exactly what Yohanna Sibai said. This is a baptism. Because this is he's tried to contemplate on this, what happens, and this is exactly. But, sorry, it's wrong. What's wrong? I tell you about, I learned, this is when I was kid, and I teach a lot of generations about the same, which is a baptism. Then we have a lot of generations know about this is a baptism, but it's wrong. If I'm going now we have a new book named Father Abuna Athanasius from Abu Ma'ar. He tried now to write some books about the liturgy, but his reference, the history. And he found that their problem in the beginning, they have a lot, when they do a bread, okay, they have something like it's not clear over the bread. That's why they decide that they have some water to clean the bread. And about the baptism, it's wrong. It's only clean the bread. Then, if I'm going back to the history, it's my history. I have to search. I have to not contemplate only on what Abuna or what the deacon do by myself already. Okay, it's appreciated that Yohanna Sibai what he did, but the problem that he meditated by himself, which is wrong. He has to go back to the history in first. There is like 13 or 14 century before. That's why he had to contemplate in first. That's why, for example, it's an example. And when we will go through the liturgy, we'll find a lot. We will find a lot. For example, the small piece inside the bread. Okay, its name is badikon. It's, someone tell me. Okay. What for is badikon? It's for what? Symbol of what?
The
peace in Hebrew.
I'm not sure.
Jesus Christ, this is what we exactly, bravo. This is what we learned before, okay. This is what we learned before. During, I will not explain exactly what is exactly, because it's wrong. It's not Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly. This is the problem, guys. No, this is the problem. That we try only, we learn. This is what I've learned before. You know what? This is what I've learned before. Like, yeah, only from a few years ago, when I began to teach myself about the liturgy, and I tried to read like a lot of books, and I found that everything is wrong. We have in our hands something wrong. That's why we have to build a new generation know their rights. Okay? Anyway, let's go to continue. No, this after. This is أنا عارفها أنا بس خليها بعدين. Yeah, عارفها. Yeah. Okay. And there is a lot of we have if we now in our church we have three kind of liturgy. We know very well about the censorial, about Gregory, about Basilius. Yeah, exactly. We had more than 20 in Coptic Church only. We have more than 20 liturgies. We have more than 20. For example, sometimes I heard a liturgy, it's a St. Mary liturgy. I know it's strange. It's something I don't know. But we have a lot of, like, okay, Basil, Gregory, Cyril. We have Epiphanius, St. Mary, St. John Chrysostom, Ethiopians, St. Athanasius. There is a lot. There is more than 20. But what we have in our hand now, and what is the Pope Shenouda before, decide to use only the main three liturgies. Wait, this Saint Basil. Saint Basil, it's only referred to Saint Basil the Grand, this bishop of Cappadocia in the 4th of century, and he's talking about what? It's different. We will go to the through the liturgy, and we will hear good what he's talking about, because it is different word between one liturgy and another liturgy. For Saint Basil, it's only talking to God the Father. If we try to hear good about the words, or open when you go back to home, try to open Hulagi, and you will find what is exactly written. You will find that all the word is like exactly, he is talking to God, the Father. And he tried to tell him about, we love you, the Father, because you sent your begotten Son to save us. And your Son is complete the salvation. For Saint Gregory, it's different. It's preferred to Saint Gregory the theologist. Theology doesn't mean who see God. He's bishop of Constantinople, and it's the same in the 4th century. And he is talking to God, the Son. He tried to meditate on the Son. He tried to tell him, we love you also because you come to our world and you give us everything, and you give us also the salvation. That's why this is what is exactly in St. Gregory liturgy. St. Cyril, it's referred to St. Cyril, the Pope number 24, is a pillar of our religion, and it's not most probably, no, it's 100%, St. Mark, who wrote this liturgy, St. Cyril. That's why this is the oldest liturgy in Coptic Church. Why Saint Mark? Why it's written on the name of the Saint Cyril? Because after this, Saint Cyril tried to arrange everything in the prayers, and that's why it's named on the Saint Cyril. But the first one who wrote this one is Saint Mark. This is only like a small history about our liturgies. And that's why we have to know if someone come to me and tell me about there is no liturgy. No, Habibi, we have a lot of liturgies and we have reference, and we can't tell you about the references of liturgy. This is a lot. We have history. This is very important. But how the church should try to help us to be like in heaven? I told you about when you enter to the church and we start the liturgy. Be careful, because we are now with the people from heaven. I saw one priest before. There is in a monastery, and like a church like this, for example. And after we finish, we are like 4 or 5 people. And when he sprayed the water by the end, in the end of the liturgy, and we are here, for example, and inside, and he goes through all the church, and he tried to spray the water. And after he finished, I told him, can I ask about, there is nobody here. We need only this water. I don't like that what you do now. He told me about, we are a lot. I told him, who? Who are a lot? He told me, we are in the heaven. And there is a lot of people with us, from heaven and from earth. And كمل زي ما انت عايز. What you need to do, do it. But this is really, we are in the liturgy, we live in the heaven. And the liturgy try, the apostles and our fathers try to help us to live in the heaven, or to prepare us to know what will happen. It's a small part from what we will see in the heaven. That's why when we go to the Mass, when we go to the liturgy, we have to know now that this is a part of the heaven, and we have to learn what we will do in heaven. That's why, for example, the church tried to help us to using the senses. For example, the eye. We will see everything. The rulers, the everything inside, the deacons, what he do, the abuna, what he do, and everything. And also we will see the bread, and we see the wine. Then he take attention by eye, the second, the ear. We listen to the praises, and which is in the Coptic, and also the Greek, and also the Russian. Okay, there is a beautiful tones, depend on the ears. That's why when we listen, for example, the tones, we are in the heaven. You listen and deep listen. You have the feeling that now, yeah, we are in the heaven. That's why our church try to help us by all the senses, by eye, by the ear, to listen beautiful tones and give up the comfort to my spirit, the nose. Why we use the incense? That's why this is another one. Many reasons. First of all, yeah, when I smell this instance, for example, it's a beautiful one, and really it's come to me like, okay, I'm not on earth. I'm not on earth. It's a different place. I am in a different place now. And also it's another reason, maybe it's going back, I will explain more after. During Abuna with the censor, with the Sharia, when we see the incense, we have to pray. We have to pray. We have to demand. We have to ask God everything. Because all this incense going up to God, and he will hear everything. This is another reason. The taste. We taste also the holy body and the precious blood when we took it. And more deep than touch, it's when we open the book of John 6:56, he that eaten my flesh and drank my blood dwelt in me and I am in him. Dwell. This is totally different. It is not a touch, because this is that's the fifth sense. I have to touch. But it's not only now the touch, it's giving more deeply. And he told me, Jesus told me, no, I will give you my body and my blood to dwell in you, the unity. Now I am in Jesus and Jesus in me. This is the core of liturgy. That's why I don't know exactly. I was surprised when I saw a lot of people, like not young people, it's an old people, and they try to, they talk during the liturgy. They don't know about what they happen. And I need to tell them about, you know what, where we are in heaven. This is only what we have to know. Then, this is the first part. The second is only for 10 minutes more, or 5 minutes. But first part is only what I try to explain to you, the history, how the church helped us in the liturgy, the references that we have. The first part of the liturgy, or the first step, is someone will tell me, for example, the Vesper, or maybe the Matins. No, or maybe the midnight praises. No, there is a praises, it's before the Vesper. Before the Vesper, there is a praises. Really, really, it's a beautiful praises. It's divided by three parts. First one is the creation. The second one is how Adam and Eve fell in sins. The third one, the sunset from the right sun, which is divided by like this. We will go through one by one and we will see. Starting by, pray the psalm number 116, okay, which is Ni est nos tiro. Can someone read, for example, the first two sentences in here?
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endured forever. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, the Lord.
Exactly. This is what we have in first. We have the creation. I told you that it's the liturgy, it's only a journey from beginning by the creation, ending by the eternal life. And the first praising we have is Ni est nos tiro, which is mean we have to praise, let's praise God. Why we have to praise God? Because all the people, we have merciful kindness, is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise you, the Lord. And why we have to pray? Why we have to praise God? Why we have to say like this one? And the reply on this question in the fourth canticle, L'Hus Rabba, when we said continue the story of creation, if we go through the fourth canticle, L'Hus Rabba, we will see how exactly the creation of God. For example, first day in Genesis 1:5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Going to back to the fourth canticle, praise the Lord from the heavens, hallelujah, praise him in the height. And when we hear the tone, it's different. When we hear the tone of the Hus Rabba, really it's different. And all the people like this tone. And even, you know what? The kids, the first host, the first canticle, the kids like to learn is this one. It's easy and they love the tone. The second day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the water from the waters. Genesis 1:6. Going to back to the fourth canticle, it's written in like this, praise him, you heavens of heavens, hallelujah, and you, your waters above the heavens. It's mean what? It's mean we try to praise God, and we try to call all the people, let's praise God. Then the people, why we have to praise? In the fourth canticle, L'Hus Rabba, we try to reply on them because he creates one and two and three. He creates everything in the world. And let's see what he did and what he creates. Everything. The third one, the third day, for example, and God said, let the water under the heaven gather together unto one place and let it dry and appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together to the water called his seas. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:9-10. In the fourth canticle, which is L'Hus Rabba, he has made a decree and it will be enforced. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the earth. It means that we try to praise God and we thank him about everything what he created before. I will not go through all the fourth canticle, which is, if we go one by one, which is very good, but after we finish the first part of the Hosel Rabbah, the fourth canticle, which is Psalm 148, we will continue by Psalm 149 and 150. What is exactly? It's a glorification, to glorify and thank God on what He did for us. It only thanks Him. We finish the part of first one, we try to call the people to praise God. And the people ask us, why we have to praise God? Because He created everything. Or really, He created everything for us. Everything is beautiful. Then I have to come back again and to thank Him about everything. It's organized. And that's why in the fourth canticle, let Israel rejoice in Him that made him alleluia. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. And after, let them praise His name in the chorus, alleluia. Let them sing praises unto Him with timbrel and harp. Exactly, we try to live with Adam and Eve in the first before they fell in sins. They have the feeling that everything is good. They found the heaven a beautiful place. And they found that everything for God created for them is beautiful. And they try to praise God, to thank God on everything. And what we try to do is the same. We try to praise God. Because we are in the heaven. But this is before sins. This is exactly what we have in the paradise of joy. And if we go to the tones, for example, especially in Let Them Praise His Name, it's different when the monks, for example, they try to put the tones on the words, not the words and coming back, go to the tones. No. In first the words and after the tones. That's why, for example, all the parts, it's on the same level tones, the same tones, but especially this one, because let them praise. عشان كده بيليجي يقولوها, that's what it, let them praise His name, alleluia. It's high. He tried to call the people, let's praise God. It's different. I try to tell the people, now we have to praise. You know now what God did for you, what He created before, and we have to praise Him. This is exactly what Eve and Adam said. After, in the Vesper praises, this is the creation, now we are in creation, following by Psali. Psali is a Coptic language, and its name, praise and song, it's coming from Psalm. Psali, it's coming from Psalm, which is named praise or and song. And it explains only that we are happy that God created everything for us. This is only like explanation. Like first of all, I call the people to praise. The second, I told them that God created everything. Then we praise again. And after the psalm, the psalia, only we try to explain why we praise again. This is only what we have. Then, going to Theotokia. Then, first, the Vesper praises. First one, Iniestos Tiro, and after Lohos Rabba, and after the Psalia, and after Theotokia. What the mean of Theotokia? Theotokia, it's Greek language, and it means the Mother of God. And as I told you, that during generation to generation, and during all the council that we have, problem that we have, and that's why this part especially, it's coming after the Council of Ephesus in 431 by Pope Cyril the First to defend Nestorius, because he said that Saint Mary is not the Mother of God. It's only a woman, and it's no meaning for the Mother of God. That's why the Theotokia, it's mean the Mother of God. And Pope Cyril adds this one, this Theotokia, because he tried to explain, no, she is the Mother of God. And it's all they say, okay, it's only praising and glorifying Saint Mary. Because during this period, Nestorius tried to spread the word that is Saint Mary, it is not the Mother of God. That's why he tried to create, or he tried to put and institute the Theotokia. After this one, we have Lopsch. Lopsch is Coptic language, and it means the explanation of Theotokia. We have two kinds of Theotokia. One is Watos, and one is Adam. Watos is Greek, it means the tree, and it's only we say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Adam, it's Hebrew, it means the mankind, and it's on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And I put only a small part from the Theotokia of Friday. Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God, the trusted advocate of the human race, intercede on our behalf. You see, Virgin Mary, every part it's written like that. Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God. He tried to institute all the people, to tell the people that Saint Mary is the Mother of God. Intercede on our behalf, intercede. He tried also to put in the mind that she will intercede us on our behalf before Christ, whom you have born, that he may grant us the forgiveness of our sins. And the beautiful tone, in a beautiful tone, when we say he took that what is ours and gave us what is his, we praise and glorify him and exalt him. The tone really is beautiful. He took what is ours and gave us what is his. We praise and glorify him and exalt him. What is meaning like this? It's a beautiful tone. We try to praise, we try to glorify Saint Mary. This is very beautiful. That's why all the Theotokia, it's about Saint Mary only. There is no glorify, for example, for God, but mainly it's for Saint Mary. And after we finish the Theotokia, the second part is the filling sins and promises of salvation. It's like a conclusion. The conclusion contains only the demands that demand from God on his mercies, which is a lot and which is infinity. And this is exactly when Adam tried to ask God his mercies. That's why this is what we have, the arrangement. First of all, Adam and Eve praised God because before sin. And they found everything is good. And they love their life. And after, they try to ask God to help them. That's why the conclusion of the praise, of the Vesper praises, we only would try to ask God to give us his mercies. And the last part is the sunset from the right sun. To know exactly what we have, when we begin the part of the Vesper praises, we have the sun outside. Because it's coming like on 5 p.m., 5:30. Still we have the sun outside. And when we start the Vesper, it's like the sun, it's coming go down now, going to the darkness. After we finish the Vesper, it's dark outside. And this is what our Father tried to explain. Before the sin we have the Son. We have Jesus Christ, we have our God. We live with him in heaven. But after the sin, after Adam and Eve fell in sin, they live in darkness. And during the age to age and during all their life, there is more sin, and there is more darkness, there is more evil. And only what we are waiting now, the sunrise, we are waiting now to go again to the heaven. We need to go to the heaven. That's why when we started the Vesper, Abuna, the Thanksgiving prayer, Abuna, he start outside. He tried to tell the people, we are still outside. We are with Adam and Eve outside. We are outside from the heaven. And now, after he finish, we will know when he will go inside the altar to call the people and tell the people, now we will go to the paradise of joy. And this is, we'll see after, when exactly the priest go inside the altar during the Vespers to tell the people, we are now going to the paradise of joy. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Any question?
Talking about how the liturgy contains a lot of Judeo-Christian influences, like what kind of Judaic influences are in our Mass? Like, if I know we took some things from the Tabernacle, obviously.
Yes, it's exactly when we have, for example, the Thanksgiving or like this, it is the same word in from Jews. If we look, for example, if we open the book, for example, for Old Testament, and we find that some prayers, it's coming from Jews. For example, the Thanksgiving, the first one, it's the same. I didn't write in here in my notes and also in the presentation about, because I have, if we need, I will tell you exactly what is exactly the praises and the prayer that we have, we took already from Jews. There is a lot. It's only, for example, the same as David in the Psalms. He tried to praise God, and we took a lot of parts from the Psalms. And Psalm is already from Jews. It's an Old Testament. What else? No question? I'm asking only a small question. I hope. If we are going to attend the liturgy, focus on in the liturgy and focus on what the priest and deacon do. And what is exactly, what is the meaning, maybe we will try to explain to you. Yeah, I will try to explain everything. I will open to you the altar, and we will try to explain everything inside and outside, what the meaning of icons, what we have icons, for example, what we have inside the altar, and why especially, for example, I wear now a black, and inside I wear, for example, the white. And what is exactly the... And then I'm a bit so for you. This is the... Okay, it's called talasana. But what is... Why? That's why we have to know everything in our church, which is really have value to know. And if we live during the liturgy as in heaven, really it's totally different. It will be different in our life.
Guys, June 12 and 13, there will be the cottage trip. 12 and 13. There will be no youth group, so we'll go directly to the cottage. So let us know if she can come. Khalas? We did a series of the scheduled trips for the whole summer. We're going to send you the schedule so that you can book it off, so that you know when are the trips so that you can book it off. Khalas, we have Mont Tremblant, we have Montreal, we have a couple of trips. There is a topic tomorrow at 8 p.m. Nardine Rafael is giving it in the pre-servants. It's called active listening. They said that she gave it to them in the missionary course, and it was really good. If you guys are interested to go and listen to it, it's going to be in St. John's, right? That's it. Stand up for prayers, please.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Intercession, St. Mary, St. Paul, St. Anthony, St. Mark. make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth and in heaven. Give us daily bread and forgive us trespasses, as we trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver from evil.